Friday night, and the boys are coming to you live from the LV Rock Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's do ourselves a little asshole roll call.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it, I'm surrounded by assholes.
The master of ceremonies, Treacher.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dickhead, you totally fucked me there.
Resident shitbag, Murphy.
There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
The deep thinker, Chief.
God damn it, man! I swear, you guys whip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
And finally, the man, the myth, the minority himself, Decap.
You gotta promise me, no more bullshit.
Hey, Cap, you know I'm cool, but I can take no responsibility for these white devils.
How you feeling there, Max?
Good enough! You fuck your mother!
Can't believe you came on my mom.
Well, that's it. Sounds like everybody's here. All that's missing is you. Get in the chat room, get on the phones, and get involved. Spankwagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, get ready for the greatest internet radio show ever, get ready for Spankwagon Radio. Tonight we have special guest call-in, Charles Band. You know, all those really bad and good and somewhat okay and really kick-ass Full Moon movies. Tonight in studio we have a dominatrix. Finally, someone to kick Murphy's woman-hating ass. Don't forget to join us in the chat room. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. Where you two can tell us how cool you are by the use of a fucking smiley face. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to start this shit. All mics are on. We're good to go. It's time for
Spankwagon Radio.
Man, that is a great, that was very pretty, loud music.
Yeah, that was pretty high power.
You know what? You gotta admit, nothing makes a great theme song like a fucking video game.
Yeah, yeah.
And nothing ruins a great theme song like a fucking co-host. No, I'm just kidding.
That's very true, too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Friday night, just a little bit past the hour, it's time for Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Chief.
And we're doing a mic check. Say hi over there.
Hello.
Okay, you got to talk so I can figure out which mic is which.
It's like you're giving head to the mic.
Like it's a big giant cock, you know, one like you've never seen before.
Ever.
That's me. I've seen one before.
Not from anyone in this room. Yeah, that guy's, for those of you that don't know, since we haven't told you yet, that would be Chief's fiance.
Which we don't really have a name yet, but that's okay. We'll figure it out later.
I think Chief's fiance works
Chief's
best.
Chief's fiance?
Yes. Yeah.
It works till a certain day.
Yeah.
And then it expires like that.
Holder of the balls?
Holder of the balls.
Actually.
Dude, and that's like something she's proud of.
Yes.
I shall clench them with great might.
Ooh.
And I shall enjoy every minute of the clenching.
Ew.
Yeah. Looks like things are going to work out real well for us tonight, won't it?
I think things will work out. If this is what he wants out of life, someone to just grab his balls and squeeze.
I think we got people in the green room.
We've got people in the green room for you, buddy. Yeah. All right. So here's how it works out. We are live broadcasting the great internet. We're also podcasted, podcast.lvrocks.com. We want you to join us live, though, because tonight we're going to be giving away tickets.
Tickets!
We're going to be taking calls to, I think we may actually get a round table in, maybe one or two. I don't know yet.
Phone calls!
But here's how it's going to work tonight. We want everybody to join
tonight.
Chat room. Thank you. You go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam chat link. That'll bring up a nice little window, and you can watch our guests in studio while they're with us. We'll have the cam. Matter of fact, let me get the cam going now. You can also check out the chat. Chat with other listeners, such as WLPSFM. What's up, Trencher? What's up? I think that's Brad.
Whips who? FM. That would be Bitch Tits Brad.
WLPS, I think. I don't know.
I don't know who that is, but is there
any follow-up?
I don't know. We're waiting.
Okay.
You mean when you go to the Lips 106 FM website and it says our station currently is off the air?
Hey, you know what? Technical shit happens. I am the king of having stuff break on me, so I'm not going to say anything bad.
Hey, you guys saw
that. Think about it. That one guest we had and nothing got recorded, Twitchells.
Yeah.
Think about it. We're the king of fucking fuck-ups?
Fucking.
Fuck the fucking fuck-ups.
This is what I love about internet radio. Anyhow, as everybody realizes...
Hey, you guys saw that picture that I sent you of how our engineers at the station fixed things.
Yes, we saw that.
Oh, yes. I love this. A Fox News Network, and they're attaching a giant oscillating fan
to the top of this computer.
To the top of a PC. So,
So, tonight, guys, we are going to have Charles Band. We're going to have an interview with Charles Band. We do have tickets for the 2006 Roadshow.
Why don't you tell us how people can win tickets?
People win tickets tonight for that. When we tell them, all they have to do is call in. That's it. There are no crazy contests.
So why don't we give out the number right now? It's 1-866-587-6257. If you call up, no matter what you want to do or say, you can just call up and tell us you're calling up. We're going to then ask you to email us your information, or actually we'll give you information and how you can go free to the Charles Band
Full Moon Horror Road Show 2006.
Here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, the only requirement...
You have to get here. That's your part. But we'll have your ticket waiting. So all you have to do is give us a call at 1-866-587-6257.
So, okay, we just got confirmation. Yes, Whips is Brad.
Yes.
Howdy, Lips. Brad. How you doing? So... we had tech problems.
He's West Coast.
WLPSFM. Okay.
He's West Coast. You see, and they have W on that side of the Mississippi.
As opposed to a K.
As opposed to a K, which is everything west of the Mississippi.
And I just get I don't know if it's a private or if it's something that... You suck, Murphy.
Oh, no, that's public.
Oh, good.
That's a public statement. Fuck. You suck, Murphy.
Yes. Oh, well.
You suck.
You want to say it? You want to say it?
Oh, I do suck. Yeah.
You suck, Murphy.
Thank you.
Wow.
All right. She found the mic. All right, so we have that coming on.
Why not? She found his cock. I mean, that couldn't have been any harder to find.
In the jungles of Africa. In the swamps of Louisiana.
No. That shit's been mowed.
It blew away in the hurricane.
I was going to say, in the bush.
Yeah, that shit's been mowed.
Oh, great. So, okay, we've had
I don't want to know this.
Great.
Wait.
Well, I don't want people thinking that my crotch area is the Amazon jungle.
No, well, wait a minute now. He's accentuating it. By removing all hair.
You know, I mean, you are bald. You have eyebrows. You're not quite powder yet. But you're completely bald. So you just take one razor, and you just start at one point in your head, and you just wrap your ass, you know, the razor all the way around your body, don't you?
Yeah.
Like three laps.
Has he asked you to do this
yet? Do you shave his back?
I'm working on the back hair.
Working on it?
Working.
Well, you know, it's a slow process.
What do you have to take, like...
She keeps going through razors.
We'll try a foreguard. Click. Uh-oh.
Wow. Okay, so.
Gives me the tinglies.
No, that's the alcohol from the cuts.
Oh, we.
Sorry.
Boy, it is. You know what? Since he's in. Oh, she doesn't have headphones, though. Miss Heather, why don't you come on over here for a second?
Come on
up here. Why don't you go ahead and grab those headphones?
Because, sit down, relax. Grab the headphones. You're here.
For those of you who don't know, Chief is going to be married soon. And you know, it's a great thing because we all swore to God either he'd be fucking a choir boy or just be, you know, alone the rest of his life.
Yes.
So that there's someone out there that's willing
to
not only.
Pets.
Oh yeah,
yes.
But there's
sure
there's someone out there who's willing to not only have sex with him, but on a continual basis for pretty much the rest of her life.
Well, if this is someone who wants to actually watch him grow old, That's the funny thing. This is someone who actually wants to watch him grow old.
Hey, you guys have seen my dad. He's aged pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, physically, mentally.
Well, yeah, well, that's the drugs, man.
That's the drugs. You know, we do love your husband, and we think he's a great guy, but why don't you tell us...
Him.
People don't know this. Chief, why don't you tell us how you guys met?
Oh, shit. No, because it'll get me in trouble.
No.
It really will.
How?
Is her mic on?
Yeah, her mic's on.
Yeah.
Double check the switch on the top.
Heather and I...
Just
got to push it up.
Okay.
Yeah, Heather and I met about 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yes. I was working at the KLVX station here, and she was 15.
What?
14? No. Okay. 13. I hear that fucking bed, Murphy. Yeah, I hear that. Fuck you.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep talking.
So, yeah. I met her when she was 13, and I was 8.
Legal?
Yeah.
Were you legal?
I was legal. She wasn't. Whoa! And so, we finally started getting it on when she was 15. So 10 years later.
Is this distracting you?
Yes, it is. That is the most distracting.
Now, wait a minute. Now
did
I have
you
to
turn
bring
off
something.
Her ears? Her ears aren't on. Keep talking, Chief.
Yeah,
you
so,
can do this.
Yeah.
Wait.
10
you
years
guys,
ago, yeah.
Now I'm gonna throw you right into the barrel.
All we've had for the past 5 minutes is 10 years ago I met her.
Yes.
You guys started getting it on. Now, is this like the other girl you were getting it on with where you were solid about being Catholic so you had to justify anal sex as a valid way of form? A valid form of sex? Heather, has he ever stuck it in your butt?
I don't want to know this.
I have to look over to her because, you know, aside from you guys get to go home and you guys might get yelled at by your significant others. No, I get kicked in the balls.
I'm a faggot. I'm a faggot.
Wow. Yeah, I actually get kicked in the balls. Ow.
Okay. Keep talking.
Yeah. So
you may have to leave the room because you were obviously distracting him so damn much.
No, I mean, well, the bad thing is that at the time, she's 15.
Did you just check his package? She just looked over to check it. I said distract. She's like, oh, really? Oh, let me go.
Yeah, she did.
Keep looking. It hasn't been found yet.
Yeah. Electron microscopes, guys.
He's been lying to you all this time.
That's right.
Dude, it's not me. I'm up to my normal levels.
Weird. Yeah. Okay, we'll work on that.
Sure, it's not on. It's not 5 or 6.
It's 6. Should be 6.
Is it 6?
Technical difficulties.
It's always 6.
I don't know.
Even I know it's 6, and I'm on the other side of the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So anyway. Okay. So she's 15. I'm 21. And so yeah, it wasn't exact. You know, this isn't exactly something you really want to mention this day, especially with all the stuff going on with MySpace.
So wait now.
But it worked out.
That's years ago. Yeah. That's ancient history.
Okay. It was like a freaking after school special, okay? Boy meets girl, boy and girl have a really hot freaking sex filled summer.
The boy gets gonorrhea.
Boy gets, you know, whatever, and
no?
girl leaves at the end of summer and moves to Georgia and, you know, pretty much ew. Oh God. Oh, God.
Even I got
dude.
About that one.
Dude, that's
nasty.
Made me twitch.
Look, let's just say, yes, it was a little bit of age difference, but we're not talking like John Mark Carr.
Well,
anything,
yeah,
so.
We're not. You know, it's not like, you know, she was 9 and I was 30, you know. Or like this guy here in Vegas, this junior high school teacher, and he's like petitioning his students to pose naked for him.
Yeah. That's just some creepy shit. And now that they found this John Mark Carr comes out of the fucking woodwork out of nowhere, and he's like, yes, I did it. I'm the one.
I killed JonBenet.
Nah, I guarantee they're going for an insanity defense.
Oh, yeah.
Even if he actually did it.
Yeah.
I just had that feeling.
Just
that's
look at that face.
Happen.
I just wonder when, you know, it's actually going to come out to light that it's actually Martin Short.
That's
wow.
He looks like Martin Short.
No, he doesn't.
No,
he does not.
Yes, okay.
He looks like Martin Short doing another character.
Nah, I don't
from that Jiminy Click Show.
All right.
He's a big fan of.
No, we... Okay, anyhow. Yeah. So, let's see. What else do we have going on right now? And you broke your car this past week.
Oh, yeah. The timing belt on my car exploded.
So, you're like one car down. Now, you have a Ford Aspire?
No, it's a... I had an Aspire. No, this is a Chevy Aveo, which is actually a Daewoo with a Chevy tag on the front.
Okay.
So, and it is a...
And what problem are you having right now with stuff on that car?
The only problem it's got right now is that. That's the only
problem.
Timing
belt. How much is that timing belt going to cost you?
Well, officially, Pep Boys said it was going to cost $383, which isn't all that bad. But they didn't have the tool to do it because the car is still too new and Chevy hasn't released the tool to do the bottom tensioner. So I took it to the dealership and the dealership said, yeah, it's the timing belt actually is about $600. Here's the problem. It probably broke, or you probably bent a couple of valves because it's an overhead cam. And we're looking at about the $2,000 mark now.
Nice.
Which is money that I don't have.
Wait, $2,000
to fix that car.
Bent valves.
That car is a roller skate. That car is the puniest little car I've ever seen in my life. Why are you not on?
Hold on, I'm going to go over there.
Okay. You know what?
What plug is she in? Try that. Talk now.
Say something. Nope. Try it.
What the hell happened to
the
board?
She's in the plug over here that's marked as number two. Okay, so as he does this. Yeah. So, yeah, it's my car is a disaster.
I just can't believe that much damage, though. I mean, like, where did all this come from?
Well, it's, you know what's funny, though?
Did you take a sledgehammer inside your car and decide to try to fix something?
That was me. That damage is perfectly normal when you blow a timing belt to bend valves on an overhead cam system. It is perfectly normal. So I'm totally screwed, and I don't know what I'm going to do. So. Anyway, so yeah, that was that.
Yeah,
how was your chief week? How was your week, chief?
No, my week was actually pretty good. I finally got a day off today after 2.5 weeks of just working. Stupid freaking morning show. Let me tell you this. I hate Fox's morning show.
Huh,
I hate
two
it.
Of us.
Exactly. It is the
ridiculous.
Worst.
Ridiculous.
It is horrible. The anchors don't listen to producers. Producers don't listen to director. And nobody listens to anybody. And somehow we get through 4 hours. And they're bringing another fifth hour onto that. They're tagging a fifth hour onto
the end.
To the end.
Why?
You know, actually, I kind of like that newscast. But that's just me.
Wait. You like our morning cast?
Well, it's the only one I get to watch in the morning. It doesn't bore the crap out of me.
What do they do?
I don't
that
know.
That entertains you. I understand.
Okay, look.
Jason
it's
Feinberg
seven
is
in the
actually,
morning.
Yeah, he's actually entertaining because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
It is the same seven
like
human interest stories over and over and over again.
I guess I'm a CNN fan, too, because it's the same news articles over and over every half hour on the hour. God.
Yeah, so yeah, that was my week. Nothing big. We picked out our engagement. We picked out our wedding bands today.
Yeah.
And Mark actually, Trencher, called me. Ooh, yeah, that was bad. He called me a geek because I picked out a tungsten carbide wedding band.
Tungsten carbide. Okay, you buy gold, you buy silver, you buy platinum. You don't buy industrial waste.
Nah, fuck it. Let him do what he's going to do.
I don't really consider tungsten carbide industrial waste, is it? I mean, come on. It is a very solid composite metal.
I mean, you bought the same... you're going to have a wedding band that can turn into a light bulb.
Well, yeah.
Seriously, you just put a charge to that thing, it'll just keep glowing and glowing and glowing.
Until I explode. Well, I mean, here's the reason. I mean, tungsten carbide, it's a very solid metal, and I have a habit of dropping weights on my hands.
Well, aren't you supposed to be holding on to them with your
hands? Well, that's the thing. Okay, this happened back when I was in college. I was in the weight room.
That happened in college.
I had a
when
gold
you were training
ring.
To be a Catholic priest.
I was in the weight room, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
he wanted
to
be that Catholic
in.
Priest
for the Lord.
He wanted to be on that power team. Jesus gives me the strength to bend this phone book.
Even Jesus bench presses would.
That sounded really bad. Anyways.
Did you just say Jesus gives you wood?
No, I did not say that.
I think
that.
Jesus said Jesus presses his wood.
Oh, dude. What is up with that?
What is wrong with you? Jesus presses your wood?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to hell. Not exactly like that. No, but seriously. So I was in college. I was lifting weights, and I was putting a couple 75-pound dumbbells back on the rack. And I don't know what happened. I tripped or I missed or something. And one of the dumbbells landed on my finger. And at the time, I was wearing a gold band, and it bent the heck out of the freaking gold band. I mean, it probably would have crushed my finger if not for that. But to this day, all my rings are all bent out of shit. Fuck you, Murphy. So to this day, all my rings are bent out of the shit. So when Heather and I were thinking about getting, wedding bands, I was thinking, I need something that's not going to...
You can leave him alone a little. Just let him tell his story. Personally, I want to know is why on your MySpace page you have a picture of you sitting on a Buddha?
Again, he's sitting on some guy's lap.
You should go. Go to myspace.com/spankwagon. Look up for
Paxis.
Paxis.
And it's a picture of Chief sitting on some guy's lap.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's on the top of a fucking mountain, dude.
That is really cool. That is a cool picture. And, dude, seriously, you need to write up your stories, and we can put them on the webpage on the forum. And that
stories in China?
Yeah, stories
in China. Stories about the prostitutes in China?
Yeah. Did he tell you about the man boys he was messing with?
No man
boys.
Or,
I'm sorry, the lady boys. The lady boys.
They are very small. They're very small people.
Yeah, dude, why you gotta be racist, bro?
What?
Why you gotta be racist?
Dude, they are!
Dude, why you gotta make a generalization about someone's race?
Because he's like that.
What is wrong with
you,
man?
He's a bastard like that.
It's because you raised me that way.
Hey, since Brad's in the chat room.
Oh, dear God.
Do we have his song?
Oh, you know?
I don't know if he got to hear it last week.
I don't know if he got to hear it either. I think he did because I forwarded you an email that he sent to me.
I never got it.
Oh, well, you're an idiot then. Let's see if we got this. This is the official retort to Brad.
To Brad's apology, which we do appreciate.
Put your ass in the air.
Hey, this is Brad from What's on a Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex. Anal sex. Anal sex. Anal sex. Well, I know it's anal sex. You don't stop talking about anal sex. Anal sex. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Anal sex. Anal sex. Anal sex. Anal sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Hey, this is Brad from What's on a Sex. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's one or more people. Anal sex, anal sex, anal sex, anal sex, anal sex, anal sex. I think it's immoral we can command. Well, I know it's command. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's anal sex. 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 Hey, this is Brad from List on a Sex. Hey, I'm an affiliate. You don't stop talking about anal sex. I think it's immoral we can command. Well, I know this. I think it's gross and immoral. Hey, this is Brad from List on a Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know anal sex.
All righty, there's the official. And, of course, he's sitting in there going, shit, that's all we needed.
Thank you.
So what we need to do right now, we got to cut to a break because we're going to be working on that phone call from our guest. So we're going to be contacting him. I also want to remind everybody, after we get done talking to Charles Band and asking him a bunch of questions, we're going to open the lines to everyone. If you're going to be in the Las Vegas area, we will have dates and information and tickets. All you have to do is call. Say, hey, I'm calling for those tickets. We get you the tickets. There's no contest, no games, no anything. Okay? You just call. Really simple. We'll open those phone lines up in a little bit. Murphy, do you have any music to take us out?
I got some music.
Provided I can fucking play the music today.
I've got music. And guys, I have a theme for tonight's music. It's something strange. If at any time during the show, if anyone thinks they know what it is, just put it in the chat room. And I wanted to say something, too. Guys, we are limited on the phone lines. So if you can't get through to actually talk to Charles Band when we have him on the air, put your questions in the chat room, and we will ask them if we can. So, yeah, here comes some music.
Time. If everybody had an ocean across the USA, let everybody be perfect like California.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you are back with
freaking badass
lip syncing this song.
This is a badass song.
Yeah, Thrill Kill Cult's a great song, but
this was on the Crow soundtrack, the original.
Good.
Oh yeah,
very good.
And we grew up with that movie.
Yep.
Speaking of movies that we have spent so much time watching. Mr. Bend, are you on the phone?
How's it going?
How's it going? Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us right now is... Well, what's your official title with Full Moon?
I don't know, just like Inventor Dude.
Inventor Dude of Full Moon features Charles Band. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
You are a god. Ooh,
yes, very much so. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me. That sounds like you got a lot of people in that room.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Actually, we got four of us in the room right now.
And Murphy's crying.
A dominatrix in the green room, and it's one of those shows.
Murphy's crying right now.
Yes, Murphy is shaking.
All right.
This is awesome.
Well, I look forward to meeting you guys, you know, at the venue, you know, when I'm chopping heads off and there's like hundreds of naked chicks running around, you know.
Perfect.
Is this going to be naked headless chicks or these chicks?
Naked headless chicks?
Yeah.
I haven't figured that out yet. What's the point of that?
Chief asks a little bit too much out of everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I'm sure you could make it happen.
So, guys,
you could.
Guys out there, you guys do know Full Moon movies. These are the guys who gave us. I'm a little twitchy here.
Yes.
These are the guys that gave us classics like Puppet Man or Puppet Man.
Doll Man.
Puppet Master. Demonic Toys.
Trancers.
Trancers. Robot Jocks. Crash and Burn.
That's right.
I mean, these are some incredible movies.
Awesome films that, you know, many a nights were just spent watching these films, and this is awesome. And we of course, have a ton of obligatory questions. Hopefully, they're not going to be too boring for you.
Not at all. It's fire away.
Awesome. You know what? I'd like to go first. You know, this is something, and I got to say this, I'm not going to try to be insulting or anything like that, but back in the day in high school, we'd rent these, you know, we rent Full Moon features. If it had a Full Moon anywhere on the label, we rented it, basically, is how it worked out. I mean, we love the films, but we always have one question, and this is the dream question that we've always wanted to ask.
Sure.
Did you just shoot the films until you ran out of budget?
Did we shoot the films until I ran out of budget?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, man.
Meaning sort of like...
It always seemed like they just ended too soon. It was just like, oh, there could be more. Where's more?
Of course. No, because, you know, it's really hard when you have, you know, very low budgets to make these. These are all very ambitious films. I mean, you know, the concepts are sort of pretty big, And the irony, of course, is today most of the studio films are these kind of movies with $100 to $200 million budgets. So, and of course, we've gone to the extreme where, you know, you go to the, I don't know, in my opinion, the Pirates of the Caribbean, the last one, it's like, when is this thing over? It just never ended. It's one huge set piece after the other. So, right. You know, at that time, it was really, you know, I wanted to do as much as I could, but it was a bit of a science because at the end of the day, you didn't have enough money to go 100, 120 minutes. So,
right.
You know, you wanted to do as much as you could, but it was usually, you know, 70 to 75 minute running time. So kind of on the short side.
Yeah. Well, with our shortest attention spans at the time, it actually filled out just as much time as we could stand.
Well, I also think, you know, when you really think about it, I mean, a lot of these movies I think would play better. All these big event movies we see that are in the sci-fi, fantasy, and horror genre, I think would play better if they were a little shorter, because today there's such an excess of money and running time, and there are no producers, the directors are allowed to go wild, that I think many of these movies are just too long.
Yeah, look at Waterworld.
Well, you know, let me actually ask another question in here. And now, if let's say with all these films and the running times, and let's take one of your films, and let's say you had like George Lucas's budget.
Right.
Which one of your films would you redo or redigitize or put in more stuff or take out stuff?
Well, if I had to remake a movie on that budget, I mean, there's so many themes, and I must admit a lot of them are a lot of fun, but I'd probably take an old movie I made in the 70s called Laser Blast.
Which one was
it? And I make that with a ton of money. That was about a kid who finds his laser gun. These aliens just happen to leave. And then he gets revenge on all the people who treated him bad.
What was the name of it again?
Laser Blast.
Laser Blast. Wow, that would be pretty cool.
I've never seen that one.
So
no, that's a good one. But that's like the late 70s. That came out around the same time as Star Wars. But as far as Full Moon is concerned, probably like Dr. Mordred, because I like that sort of idea of the magician guy, and maybe Trancers or Robot Wars. Oh, there's so many.
Trancers, yes.
You know, you've got such a huge repertoire of films and so much stuff out there, but and I'm sure you get this all the time, but out of all of them, which one is your favorite?
Wow. That's I don't know. I mean, I've got four or five that are in the top 10, but I've made like 270 movies, so it's really hard to do that. Some of the more obscure ones, like Head of the Family, definitely Trancers, Meridian, From Beyond, which predates, during the Empire years, predates Full Moon, Dolls. I don't know, there's a bunch of them. And more recently, I just finished a movie which is coming out in a few short weeks called The Evil Bong, starring Tommy Chong. It's like a perfect movie, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, even though it's a small B film. So,
right.
You know, there are a few that are about to come out that I had a lot of fun making that I think are going to, you know, people are going to like.
So what was it like working with Tommy Chong on Evil Bong?
He was great. I mean, it's a demented concept, and when you're in, when you come to the show in Vegas, Tommy may show up. We have a bunch of other guest celebrities. We actually have bong replicas we're selling that definitely don't work because I don't want to go to the slammer like Tommy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, did any feds drop in to check out production?
They just kind of do a walk
through. He's great. He's a pro. He's done it for over 40 years. He's just a wonderful guy, you know, and he was really great in the film, and it was a lot of fun. It was, and Evil Bong's also fun for Full Moon fans because I sort of pulled in a number of characters, both puppets and real humans who have been in prior Full Moon films to kind of do a walkthrough in the bong world, because once you smoke from the bong and you're in the bong world, you know, anything can happen. So it was like a Full Moon reunion. So I had Tim Thomerson was there as the Jack Death character, and Phil Fondacaro, who's a dwarf dude, has been in many of my films, and Bill Moseley, and then we have the, you know, dolls and puppets from Demonic Toys and Ginger Dead Man, and so it was that kind of movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, I want to see it right now.
When does this come out?
Comes out a week before Halloween, but we're going to have advanced copies at the roadshow, so anybody coming to the celebrity room there in Vegas, they can get bong copies and bong shirts and bong replicas.
You guys, remember, that is going to be Sunday, September 17th at the Celebrity Nightclub and Lounge. It's going to be 201
right.
North 3rd Street here in Vegas. And you can go to Full Moon Direct and get tickets for not only that show, but all of the horror road shows.
Yeah, I'm doing 21 cities.
Wow.
And Vegas, I think, is the third stop. It's going to be great. It's such a crazy show. I mean, we're cutting heads off. We're doing some really... I mean, aside from the fact that anybody who's into the movies, I think we'll enjoy the show because we have a number of people showing up who have been sort of the stars of these films, and there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that no one's seen before. But it is really, first and foremost, an entertainment. So I've become sort of like stand-up crazy guy, and there's audience participation stuff. I'll direct some scenes on stage. One is called The Casting Couch, and all this involves, of course, hot chicks to some degree, and we have a way of sort of measuring the degree of hot chicks, because one of our props is called the boner meter. So I can't tell you any more in surprise and spoil the surprise, but it's a bit of a demented Ozfest for a couple hours.
You know, that's awesome. You know, comparing the setting this one up, how did that first one go? What did you feel like when you were setting up the first, you know, Full Moon Horror Roadshow?
You cut out. Say that again?
I'm sorry. When you were setting, you know, doing this and saying all the things, you know, with the movies and with the decapitation and the boner meter, how is this going to, you know, when you were setting up that first one, is it what you wanted or, you know, was it, I don't know how I want to say this. Was it
everything you wanted it to be?
Yeah, was it everything you wanted it to be?
Well, I this is the second year I'm doing this. Last year I did an 18-city tour, and it was the first time I've done anything like this, and I've been trying to find a way, since the world definitely has changed for independence, I've been trying to find a way to get the word out and meet the fans and just do something different. And I'm lucky in that I'm known for a body of work, and it's sort of, you know, par more than anything else. And there are a bunch of people seeing these movies over the years. So I thought, well, why not, you know, much like a rock and roll band goes out there and, you know, does its thing, why don't I go and just take a show on the road and not just promote the films, but, you know, give people a little sense of what's going on and how these pictures are made, and I mean, have fun with it, but also, you know, just open up things that people aren't really aware of. And you know, we bring merchandise, we do all the usual stuff, but there are definitely some moments that I think anyone will find very entertaining, even if they're not totally into these films.
Cool. Now, what is the craziest city that you've hosted so far that you've come to?
The craziest city from last year was, well, probably Houston, because I was there shortly after the Katrina thing, and the venue was about a 700-seat, or I shouldn't say seat/standing-room-only bar, and it was very edgy, and I decided, which may have been a mistake at the last minute, to give away the show for free, sort of like, hey, Houston, you guys have been through a lot of crap, and you know, I think they had just all vacated and came back, or I forget exactly what was going on, but they were going through trauma. So, of course, you know, you give away a free show that's already weird, you know, in a place. I think there were four bars, actually, in the venue.
Oh, no.
And so you had, you know, hundreds of extremely drunk characters. And I mean, they loved the show, but there were things that happened after the show that I can't even describe. But
you were almost deported.
pretty intense. But that's one that was memorable just because of the venue and of how many people showed up and just, you know, I mean, the first girl who came on stage and took her top off, and why people were motivated to do that was kind of interesting, because most of the other cities it didn't happen, but these girls really wanted to come up. There was kind of like Girls Gone Wild, which was by itself a fun experience for especially the audience. But
right.
It was one of those nights where I was actually happy at the end that it ended, because it was actually concerned getting out of there. So that was probably the weirdest city.
You know, you said the Girls Gone Wild. And the only thing I could think of is, instead of like a wet T-shirt contest, you have like the most gory blood scene contest.
Well, what I have them do, one of the things I have, which actually makes its debut in Evil Bong, is I have a novelty line of items called the Monster Bra. So you have like the eye bra, the skull bra.
Oh, I've seen
kind
that.
Kind of a goth thing. The bigger bra, which is for girls who don't want to spend $10,000 on a boob job, they just put on the bigger bra and boom, they got huge knockers. And you can go to monsterbra.com and check these out. But
helping out the world.
Have them on the road show. But that's, I had prototypes last year, and you know, I had girls come up and model those, and that was a fun moment in the show.
Cool. Yeah, those eyeball bras are looking pretty funny. My wife and I were looking at that on the online the other day.
Yeah, my fiance actually gave me the thumbs up for that bigger bra.
Right.
Well, hey, you know, Charles, I wanted to ask you something. You mentioned earlier that a lot of studios are starting to do the B-movie thing, except with ungodly
right.
budgets.
Yeah.
Is this going to be the sort of thing that, like, can we expect Full Moon to keep doing what they're doing, or are you guys going to look for more of a, like, a mainstream thing now?
No, switching mainstream. Positions? I'm not into that. No, I think, you know, we have, look, it's great to have a lot of money, and we don't have that, and so many times, you know, most times, I guess, necessity is the mother of invention. So, you know, we wind up, I hope, making at least one out of two movies that are, you know, character-driven, that have some edgy, crazy thing no one's ever thought of before. I just finished a movie called Dead Man's Hand, which I'm really proud of. It's about haunted casino, apropos Vegas, and no one's ever done that before. And Sid Haig is the star from, House of a Thousand Corpses
yep.
and Devil's Rejects, and yep. Michael Berryman from the original Hills Have Eyes. And it's just a wonderful, creepy tale of the 60s casino this kid inherits, and without, again, going into the storyline. I mean, it's just, it's fun to come up with ideas like the Evil Bong, which is pretty out there. And, you know, 90 days later, you're shooting the movie, and 3 months after that, it's out. And that sort of freedom and flexibility doesn't exist in the major studio system. Now, there are trade-offs, so you don't have all the money. But, you know, if you're clever, you can still make, you know, a picture that, like, you guys remember, some of the older Full Moon films. Right. So I like to keep doing that.
Now, you know, speaking of, like, the money and the budget and stuff, what kind of budgets did you have to work on when you were creating, like, Demonic Toys and the Puppet Masters and things like that? And, I mean, the budget in the sense of the animatronics and the stop motion and all that.
The budgets, we exaggerate because that's kind of what we're taught to do, but the real budgets of those movies are all between, say, $400,000 and $700,000.
Wow. That is like, that's like the special effects cost for one shot in, like, Mission Impossible 3.
Well, that's the cappuccino budget on Mission Impossible.
Yeah, exactly.
Relative to big movies today, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Now, Charles, I know you've got Evil Bong that's coming out, and I've seen the trailer for Petrified, and you've got Dead Man's Hand. I know Full Moon's got things in the works, and I got to ask this because I'm a total fanboy. I've heard rumors of a new Puppet Master movie sometime in January. Is there any truth to this?
No, next year there are three. I'm making six films, three of which are sequels to prior Full Moon films, and three are new. The sequels are, I'm making a Puppet Master film. That's more like towards the end of the year. I'm also making a sequel to Doll Man. That was a great sort of setup, and I would have liked to have made more back then. Again, that's Tim Thomerson playing Doll Man, you know, pissed off cop from the future, lands on this planet. He's only 13 inches tall.
Yeah.
And Dr. Mordred with Jeffrey Combs.
Awesome.
Really? Very nice. Very cool.
Yeah, I also did Reanimator with and From Beyond and a whole slew of other films in the 80s. So those are the three sequels, and then there are three new projects, introducing new characters, hopefully a new franchise. And I'm excited you guys are coming to the show. I'm telling you, the show, it's hard to describe it, but I think you'll laugh. You'll leave with a big grin on your face and a pile of weird merchandise and God knows what else.
Oh, I can't wait. I've seen the shots of people that have gotten various props and stuff, especially the gentleman who picked up the Jack in the Box from Demonic Toys, and I don't even want to guess how much he had to pay for that, but that would definitely
not
be something.
Much. You know, I tell you, at every city, I've saved so many props for the years and dolls and several hundred of them because in many cases, when you do an effects film, you have seven or eight, let's say, blades in one movie. They each do something different. They each have a different purpose. You know, one can have the eyes that pop out. One, the head turns in a certain way. One can jump. So it's not like we make hundreds, but we've got, you know, at least a dozen or two over the years accumulated. And I've saved a lot of this. So my idea was going out on the road to bring four or five of the original puppets or stuffed puppets or dolls and actually auction them off to the audience, to the fans. Now, I know on eBay they'll go for a lot of dough, and this is more driven by, let's just let the fans see what happens, and, you know, everyone winds up bringing one home. And in some cases last year, they went for nothing. I mean, $2,000 to $3,000 props went for $200, you know. So never once has any of these gone real crazy, because it's just, for whatever reason, they've been bid up. I mean, we've got, I think the Demonic Toys went for $1,000, which was, nice, kind of on the high end of what these things go for. So it really depends on the city and who's bidding and, you know, how crazy they are. But none of them have gotten for crazy money, and it's a lot of fun. It's like in the middle of this crazy smorgasbord of God knows what I'm doing on stage, we do an auction. And, I mean, some of the fans are out there. Like, I had a situation on one of the stops last year where the fan was so excited bidding on, I think it was Blade, that every time he would say, like, $50. I said, okay, we're at $850. Who says $900? He would call up his next bid. $900. I go, dude, don't do that. You're bidding against yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
Calm down.
He was just bidding against himself.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
So, guys, remember, the only thing he does by himself.
Yeah. On the website, you guys have the Charles Band DVD Collection Volume 1. And, and that's on sale. How many of these
volumes? You guys are informed, but I just went up yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. How many of these are you guys going to be releasing? And is going to, I mean, how many movies per collection are you guys shooting for here?
It's hard to say, because up to now there's five other box sets. There's the Trancers box set. There's Subspecies box set. There's Doll Man and Demonic Toys box set. This is a collection of some of the earlier Full Moon films that I directed. Another one that's going to be available for the show is the Stuart Gordon box set, which has Pit and the Pendulum, which is really a pretty cool edgy film, and Castle Freak. Yeah. So, you know, maybe we'll have maybe one out a quarter or something like that.
Okay.
You know, Charlie, you mentioned the box sets, but there was one that was left out that I got to ask you about.
Yeah.
Are you pissed off about the Puppet Master box set?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a long story, and we actually still have some left. We're not. We'll bring them to the show again. Hopefully, by the end of the show, we have enough that we'll probably space out 20 or 30 per city, and then they'll be kind of forever gone because there are rights issues that involve those early movies that are just too complicated to unravel. So they were out very briefly years ago, then they went off the market. We kept the stash, and then they started going for like crazy money on eBay, like $400 or $500.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're back with a few for every stop, and they're going to go for $100.
Wow, nice. That is cool. I think that's $100. I'll definitely break out, guys.
That's
I want
the collection. That's like the whole 8 DVDs.
Even the new Legacy one as well.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Nice. That was a cool one. For those of you who haven't seen Puppet Master Legacy, it is a small story, but it's mostly clips. But if you are a Puppet Master fan, it's one of the good ones out there because you get to see all your favorite things. And you know, seeing Torch pop up there and Flamethrower, little kid, was that was highlight for me. Guys, you got to remember,
great.
This is going to be Charles Band's Full Moon Horror Roadshow 2006 tour. It is going to be here in Vegas, September 17th at the Celebrity Nightclub and Lounge, 201 North 3rd Street here in Vegas.
And I got to say that for anybody who's listening on the podcast, for anybody who's listening online, anywhere, go to fullmoondirect.com, click on the link, find out where they are. Maybe they're in your town.
That's great. Well, you guys are amazing, and I look forward to seeing you in Vegas because you'll have some fun.
We look forward to it.
Mr. Band, it has been an honor and a pleasure to have you on, and we can't wait to see you.
Yes, once again, thanks so much. You are a god.
Yeah, pretty much. You are a god, sir.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing. I'm actually on my way to see a demonstration of the guillotine.
Nice.
Oh, really?
A centerpiece for the roadshow.
And who are you testing it on?
All I can say is I'm just hopeful it works correctly, because if it doesn't, the tour will sort of be canceled.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, we can get you some big axes. Yeah. You don't have to have a guillotine.
Just make sure you test it on watermelon first.
Okay.
What, is he going for a Gallagher act now?
That's apparently what we're doing. But we are going to call up a chick from every city, and this should be pretty cool. I don't want to spoil the effect, but it's even though the guillotine effect or illusion has been around for over 100 years, we put an extra little spin on it, which no one's ever done, and as satisfying as it may be, it also makes it a little more dangerous. So
nice.
We'll see what happens.
Well, promise me when you're here in Vegas, instead of a chick, you put Carrot Top under there and you botch it.
No, that wouldn't be appealing to anyone. I think you want to... Well, maybe it would be.
Yeah, it would be really appealing. No, we'd like it.
All right, well, Mr. Band, thank you very much.
Hey, well, thank you.
And we'll see you in September.
You got it. Thanks awesome. So much.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Night.
Bye.
Wow. Okay.
Awesome.
I think
Murphy creamed
us. You don't even look. Trench and I were writing out questions, and you could see mine. The writing is all shaky.
Yeah.
My legibility is bad to begin with. Now, I like how you went from calling him Chuck Charles to Mr. Band.
Yeah, I started off calling him Mr. Band, and you know, even in the emails back and forth with his people, it was always Mr. Band. Do you mean Charlie? Because you know, you got to remember his brother did all the music.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. What do you say, guys? We cut to a break, and then we will get our guests in here.
That works for me. Let me just.
Oh, everybody, yeah.
Everybody was geeking
everybody
on it.
Everybody likes it.
Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back.
I am the new way to go. I am the way of the future.
There's a lot of innocent people being crucified.
Yeah!
future.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Just on the phone with us just a moment ago was Charles Band, pretty much the mad genius inventor, whatever else you want to call him, of Full Moon Direct.
He's a god.
If you missed that, you need to go to spankwagon.net, click on the podcast, download the podcast, listen to it. Great, great interview. Upcoming in September will be his
the road show.
Full Moon Horror Roadshow.
We'll just call it The Road Show.
The Road
Full
Show.
Moon horror
more
show.
Information will be able to be found on Spankwagon. Of course, you can go to their direct link at... Chris?
Oh, fullmoondirect.com. You can get all the tickets for all of their shows there, all the cities. That's a huge tour, too.
That's a huge tour. That's very ambitious to be able to put that kind of a production on.
Houston, Texas, though. So, it's craziest city.
Craziest city. Guys, in studio, we have... We have a dominatrix.
Yeah. We have a dominatrix. Yeah.
Isn't this awesome?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever been this close to a dominatrix before.
Oh, don't lie.
Okay, that's a lie.
So, it's a lie.
If you want to jump on the mic there, here comes all the questioning.
Oh. And the costumes.
All
right, jump on the mic. Say hi.
Yeah.
You.
Just there we go. Right up there.
Oh, why are we still
having
dead mic?
Having mic problems there?
Say hi now.
Hi.
There we go.
Oh. Found it.
I knew it.
Found it. All right. What's your name?
My name is Lady Ice Queen.
Lady Ice Queen. You have a website.
Yes.
What's your website?
www.ladyicequeen.com or www.mistressicequeen.com.
Got to ask, do you have a MySpace?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How do you think I found her?
You know, I forget about that.
I'm the MySpace guest booker.
That works. MySpace is always super sexy.
Right on. All right.
Rock on.
So what do we go? Well, this is your guest, Murph.
Well, what we've got here is basically we have a dominatrix in studio, and you've brought some friends with you.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to them and all the goodies that go along with that.
Okay, brother's wearing a wig.
That's awesome.
Dude, let him.
What the hell?
And doesn't he look hot?
Oh, he's just handsome.
Wait till you see his nipples.
I wish I had hair.
Oh, dear. You can borrow his.
Wait till tonight. Wait till tonight.
We're going to have some fun with this one, I think.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so you are a professional dominatrix.
Yes.
Now, how does someone get started with that?
Well, it came naturally pretty much. You know, it came naturally. I started doing phone sex. I started talking to a lot of men that... they wanted to be dominated, so I was like, you know what? Let me do something different.
Okay. Now I know on your website that you say, you know, talk about the legalities and the fact that it's battery and assault and all this other stuff. What really intrigued me was the gifts. You can pay my rent. You can buy my groceries. How many actually just buy you the groceries and walk up to the door with two armloads of groceries?
I don't get too many groceries.
Okay.
But what about the other percentage of your normal living expenses? How much get covered by the gifts? Like percentage wise,
The website hasn't been out that long to really, you know, to get all that yet.
Okay.
I do get gifts, and they pay for my nails, my toes, or whatever, you know.
All right. Interesting.
Whatever. You know,
guys, if anybody out there wants to pay my rent, they can go right ahead. I'm not going to spank you for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you get to spank him for your rent?
Dude, you're not that hot, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm kind
but
of a loser.
But if you put some
hose he needs the wig.
G-string on, you might be.
Yes,
oh. You don't want to see
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have to give it a shot
later.
We'll
send it out to the forum. Yeah, who here wants to see Murphy in hose and
oh, we all know who's going to want to see me in hose and a G-string. It's going to be Brad.
I was going to say, Brad.
So, okay, why don't you tell us about...
Brad's going to want it. Brad's going to want this for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this is Brad from Let's Go to Sex. There's one thing that I got to say. Well, I know it's anal sex.
So, why don't you tell us about your friends that are here in studio with you?
This is Marty.
On the mic.
Yeah,
you've got to
take
the
mic with you.
Get into it like it's a big black cock.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey.
It doesn't
Yeah, that one's
fire.
Not that long.
Okay, my first slut, this is my first caller. Mm-hmm. A caller means that she's mine. She's my property. She's my first caller. She was my first female caller and my first caller. Caller is C-O-L-L-A-R.
Oh, okay.
Caller.
Okay, all right.
Then I have my sissy slut, who is my cross-dresser. Pretty hot.
That is interesting. So
he is my second caller.
We're right now working on getting them on camera.
Yeah, we've got
it. Because this is... You know, this is worth at least looking at a little bit.
Oh, yes.
So once we get them on the camera here.
The internet is a beautiful
all
thing.
Right. So,
so you've got yourself a couple of sluts with you. And that's – so how often – I mean, well, I guess not often is the word I'm looking for. When you get people that contact you, I mean, you must have some people that just pussy out right away. Do you get a lot of people, though, that are definitely ready for this?
I get a lot of people that's ready. I get a lot of people that think they're ready, and all they're doing is jacking their cock off while they're talking to me and – make an appointment, and they just waste my time, mm-hmm. pretty much.
So what kind of services can someone expect from you when they do make an appointment with you and actually follow through with it?
It just goes, like, it ranges. It could be spanking, flogging. It could be nipple torture, cock and ball torture. It could be humiliation. It could be whatever.
Wow.
Whatever.
Okay. That's a,
what's
that's
the strangest thing that someone's asked you to do? Of course.
The strangest thing that I get, and I have someone that recently, one of the blackjack table players.
Mm-hmm. Oh, someone like on TV?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He wanted me to take a shit on him.
Oh, he wanted a Cleveland Steamer.
Yes. His name wasn't Jimmy Norton, was it?
I don't know what it was. He was deaf. I know that.
Deaf guy who wanted to take a shit on him.
Well, so he's doing sign language.
he wanted to pay me like $1,000 for two doms to shit on him.
Did you
really?
And he wanted to eat it. He would tell me he was hungry. I'm hungry.
And you did this?
I did not.
Oh, okay. There's that line.
There are lines that you do
there's
draw.
There's mind control. I mean, I can't control my mind to do that just like that.
Got it. Maybe you have to eat a lot of corn.
Maybe 3 days or something. You know,
some fiber, I guess.
A lot of fiber.
High fiber.
Yeah, and it brings
Citrusel. Oh, I got a client tonight.
It brings to mind things about human sexuality. I mean, obviously...
Oh, here we go, all intellectual.
Okay, shut up. Fuck you all.
He's the deep
obviously,
thinker.
Obviously, in America, you know, you have all this right-wing bullshit about, America needs to be decent and all the decency standards, yada, yada, yada. But behind closed doors, people get pretty freaky.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and like, how many just regular Joes do you get...
They're all regular Joes.
Exactly.
They're all, and they all look like you guys.
See? I knew it.
I knew it, Murphy.
Oh, shit.
You weren't supposed to tell them that.
Are you sure this is my space you met her on?
Hey. So, okay, so you are ready to put on a demonstration for us. Yes, guys, this is going to be
a
fun
demo,
show and tell site. So we've got fun. What do you want to do first?
Well...
He's looking nervous, I gotta tell you. He's looking a little nervous.
He is.
Is this your first time?
Yes, of course he's nervous.
No, it's not my first time.
Oh, okay.
This is his second time, but last time I did him pretty bad. I tell you.
You know, we were saying earlier that,
the
dude, you are a
you bring
big
the
guy.
Studio?
Is he not buff? Get up
he
here.
Is.
Get up
no,
here,
he's
show.
Huge. I
huge. Do a little show for him.
I aspire to be this big.
Guys,
I
you,
do.
Dude, you almost had your Zen Buddhist ass.
He is. Seriously, this is a big guy.
Huge, dude.
Oh, and he's the
see,
nipples
can,
are
see,
pierced.
I got the bars, right. Not the hoops. So.
Why do you want to be subservient?
Oh.
Why?
Ow.
Holy crap.
It's a fantasy.
Okay.
Wow.
Dude.
Dude, I gotta ask, how much do you weigh, bro?
About
210.
Nice.
He is a big built guy, and it's...
Are you crushing on him?
No, I'm just saying, he's just a big guy. Yes.
Now, with you and Prue.
Wait, here, since we've got Brad in the room, I wouldn't mind fucking him in the butt. There you go, Brad. Add that to your counter.
Wow.
Hey, if anybody wants to call in.
Yeah, guys, if anybody wants to call in, please, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, please, by all means. So, what do you want to do? You want to...
I think she just did it.
Oh, yeah, she pulled on the... She pulled on the nipple rings.
You guys ready?
Yeah, let's see some stuff. Entertain us, by all means. So she is...
You're going to do a color commentary.
I get to do the color commentary on all this. That's the best part. So she's going over to her bag of tricks. I'm sorry? Oh, she's got to take the shoes off.
She's only 3'10" without shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, those platforms.
And she's a small lady, too.
She's ordering them around.
She's ordering them around here. She's putting them down... Oh, no, she's bending him over. No? Okay, there we go. And there's a look at his hiney and in some rather nice panties.
I think those are Victoria's Secret models there,
It surprises
Murphy.
Me that you know this. And she has got a riding crop.
Oh, yes. My God. No,
that is a... For those of you watching at home, that is a standard riding crop.
Yeah, she's massaging it, rubbing it on the buttocks, and then giving him a good thwack.
I haven't spanked by a suicide girl. This I couldn't do.
This is intense stuff. And
yes.
She's aiming.
She's making sure she gets the right spots.
Well, I don't believe you can't just swing the riding crotch.
Crop.
Sorry.
By the way,
crop.
I have to point out, guys, he is wearing heels too. I don't know if any of you noticed that. We have had a little riding crop spanking there, and is he enjoying it?
I need to put this on my seat. Come here.
Oh, we have a ball gag.
Oh, exactly.
We'll never know if he enjoys it. But we have a ball gag there.
Bring out the gimp.
Hey, Trench, why don't you grab that mic so people can hear your commentary too? Just on.
Yeah.
Now, while you're
the super short mic.
While you're doing this, I mean, when it comes to sexual fantasies and these fetishes,
oh boy,
what's the most common that you probably come across?
What's the most bland because you've come across it too damn often?
What's the most bland?
What's the most boring?
Because you've come across it so much.
You're like, okay, be original.
Boring, they want to worship my feet.
Worship feet?
Fetish. Foot worship, there you go.
Foot worship.
Now, that is that a cat of nine tails? Is that what that is? Or?
No, this is just a crop.
Oh, okay, that's just a crop. Oh, boy.
No.
Leather with some metal tips.
Murphy
there.
Just got a hard
metal tips?
Thing. Yeah, metal tips.
Ow.
Ah! Oh, she
if
is
any
just...
of you have ever seen The Passion of the Christ.
Wow. just working him over there.
Time to bring up Jesus.
Working him over there. And as much as he is shaking around there,
he's liking it.
He's definitely liking it.
Hopefully this is a freebie.
If he didn't have the gag bomb, every time I would give him a spanking, he would say thank you.
Ah.
Oh. Now, I understand in the S&M world, there is usually a word.
A safe word.
How's he going to say it?
How are you going to say it with a ball gag?
He's not property. You don't.
He's not giving that right because he's property. Oh, hey. Well, wow. All right, yeah. He's...
Ladies and gentlemen, we found someone with bigger balls than me.
So, wow, that's a...
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, you know...
Look at him. He is smiling, too, ear to ear. He is very...
He's red. I mean, he's...
Of course he's red. He just got spanked, dude.
Wow,
not
that is...
Fair.
So that's... I'm just wondering, how many times have you had sessions with this gentleman?
This is only my second session?
Oh, my.
This is
mm-hmm.
only my second session, but my third time... We mingled and all that. Then
mm-hmm.
the second time we had a session.
Okay. Now, guys, I know at home it's hard for you to hear this. Sorry, we don't have a boom mic.
Yeah, we don't
mic.
Have a mic on her. We'll fix
go
that
screw.
In a second.
So, wow, that was...
Question, though. You say that he, you know, second session, you had this mingle. How long does it... How many times do you meet with a person, talk to him before you decide, okay, I'll do this for you. I'll help you with that fantasy.
This is how it goes. When I first meet somebody, it's on MySpace, it's on Messenger, it's on wherever. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, we can hear you good.
All right. So then I kind of get to know them, whatever. If I'm feeling them, if I want to talk to them or whatever, then I just feel them out a little bit, and then we go on from there.
Okay. See, that's one of the things I like about this is that it's ultimately up to you. It is your decision. You know,
and it doesn't even matter what anybody wants. If they come to me and they're paying me $300, it's really not about them. It really doesn't make a shit what they want. It's all about me.
Right, because they're the ones handing that control over to you. Mm-hmm. Let me ask our two other guests in the studio, what makes you, I mean, she meets with you guys and so on and so forth. Do you go through multiple mistresses? Do you, you know, shop around till you find the one that hits all the right buttons?
We've never had another mistress.
Had never. Oh, so this is both of you, first mistress, first time doing it or second time doing it or whatever? Okay.
Yes. Now,
can you give them permission to talk?
Oh, they can talk.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure because they're being real quiet. I'm like,
we don't want to get them in trouble. We already see what happens. When
I've got to warn you. We're like a First Amendment radio show. You know, they have the right to speak.
Oh yeah, you can say fuck on the air.
Yes, it's internet.
And one of the things too, when you think about dominatrices, you normally think of a woman dominating a man, but you have a woman with you, and that's is that unusual or is that.
Not anymore. I mean, you know, bisexuality is so big. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In USA Today, they did a poll, and actually bisexuality amongst women, or at least experimenting with it, is up 13% from the 1990s.
I think all women are bisexual. They just don't know it yet.
Honey, is that true? Oh, wait, I just got
You don't have your fiance with her, and you're going to ask her if she's bi? Yeah. Way to go. Yeah. So what other little goodies and toys do you have in your bag of tricks there?
That's some serious stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
Are you willing to be?
I'm going to use that on her because she's tougher than my sissy.
Oh, nice.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yes. You know, I can actually.
Yeah. Women go through childbirth.
Yeah, that's true.
They bleed for 8 days straight without dying.
Jesus. And you say I hate women. Thank you.
Hey, it's so a good old joke.
You have a cane.
If you want to do first,
you want to break that
here?
Out? We would love to see it.
Let's get
it out. Let's see this. So we have a. Ooh.
Tonight we are going to that place, the church.
Yep.
So we do have a cane here, and
make sure everybody knows about the webcam going up. And
oh yeah, guys! By the way, make sure you go to the cam and chat because you can see all this in studio.
That's right.
We do have it. Yeah,
okay.
You might want to, you know, that chair's got wheels. You might want to put hands just flat against the wall there. Oh, okay. Nope.
Isn't the point to get
so
her?
She's, well, I'd hate for the chair to slip and her to go smashing head down on the floor. I don't think Jimmy Diggs would like that too much.
No.
So, a little, oh yeah, oh God, I wish we had a mic over there. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Can we get you guys to switch to the other side so we can mic her? That'd be great. I would love it.
That's awesome.
This is awesome. Trent, you want to switch that mic around real quick?
Wow. How technical.
I love the tattoos that are going on here. I love
it. Yes.
Tattoos do rock. Okay, here we go.
Now, I noticed how you
shut up, dude.
Wow. I thought you were doing the play-by-play.
I'm just enjoying this. She is... You can see the cane marks across her ass.
Yes, you can.
It is... Nice
now,
and red. Oh, now we've got more crop there, more flogging with the leather. Oh,
she's digging
it.
Oh,
my.
She is digging it.
I love the fact that you just rub it on there and let her know it's there before you actually do it. Yeah. That is.
Is this something you're going to take home and do?
Damn well might.
Yeah. Murphy's taking notes right now.
Okay, you were going to say, Chief?
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you become a dom? I mean, do you go to training? Do you find another dom?
Yeah, I don't think you go to dom night school.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do you find another one and you just ask?
I'm part of the Dom Union 102.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be some kind of collaboration. I mean, some kind of learning process.
There are schools you could go to.
Really?
Yeah, see? Fuck you both.
I was wrong. Fuck off.
There are schools, yeah.
Wow.
I didn't go to school, but there is school.
There are schools. So this is just all natural. This is sheer talent right here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. So now, you and I talked about this earlier, and on your page, there is an animated image that just kills me every time I see it. I go there just to look at it, just kind of crack up.
Why do you go there to look at it?
Just because it makes me laugh.
Know.
It makes
I bet
me...
I could go over right now and touch his cock, and I bet his cock is hard.
No. He likes it. He's freaky
it's
like that.
It just makes me laugh. You have a guy, and he looks like... It should just be
looks like
image.
An older gentleman.
He looks like he's in his 80s. Mm-hmm. And he is just sucking a big old strap-on cock there. Mm-hmm. And that is...
Hot.
it cracks me up. It just makes me laugh, and I don't. I'm just. I'm getting all red because I'm. It just makes me laugh.
Because you want to be him.
Oh God, no. Oh God, no.
Yes, you do.
I can't even eat with a normal spoon half the time. How am I going to get a plastic cock in my mouth? For Christ's sakes! I got to use a baby spoon.
Now you've said like a majority of the people that come to you are just normal individuals, like, you know, me or Trencher or Murphy. What do you think it is about society? What do you think it is about just being Americans, being in this life, where people seek this kind of sexual satisfaction? Or I mean, are there times where it's not even sexual, where it's more maybe psychological? Or
I would be lying if I said it wasn't sexual.
Okay, well,
that's kind of a given.
Yes. I'm not going to sugarcoat all that. They, you know, it's there.
Yeah.
But people that come to me or other dominatrix, those are people that are in charge of lots and lots of people every day. They don't want that control anymore. They just want to come relax, chill, fantasy world, you know, do their thing and go home and go back to their wife, and they've had their thrill. And
well, let me ask this question then of our guest in the back. Can you say what... Oh, I'm sorry. We got a re-mic.
I mean, you probably can't say what you do, but is that the sort of position that you guys have?
If you can say what you do, I mean, just a generic title. What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
A nurse? Okay.
I can't say what I do.
Okay. Can't say. All right.
But is it something where you are over other people?
Most of the time. That's why I like this so much.
Okay. So it's just total escapism. Absolute 100%.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
So how was the caning? Was it good?
Awesome, yes.
Oh, yeah. She's hearing her on that mic. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're beaming. So
They are both right? grinning ear to ear.
Red. They have a little glisten going on. You know.
Are you saying they're glowing?
They're glowing.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
I am saying they're glowing.
They're subs, not pregnant. For Christ's sakes. So now, I'm kind of blown away right now. If anyone has a question, please,
you know,
by all means, call in with
it. The chat room's kind of like, whoa.
They're kind of
one of them was like, they need to dress like ninjas.
Yes.
This is what happens when you have a computer geek audience, pure and simple. They want ninjas and pirates.
Yeah, ninjas and pirates. Now, you have your usual costumes that you have to wear.
I have my costume in there, but I just...
It's, yeah, boom.
It would take me 30 minutes to put it on.
Can you show it to us? Can we see it?
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. Right. I mean,
it better be like really, really elaborate. Yeah,
buckles and...
Do you?
Because it took them like 20 minutes to put on a string.
Yeah, that's true. Do you make all these yourself? Do you special order them?
I could just see it. She sits at home with the. That takes 30 minutes. Oh, okay. She held up a thong. It's part of an ensemble.
Whole, yes. It's a whole outfit.
It's an ensemble. So that was a. That would be a giant.
That's a home wrecker.
That's a home wrecker. Nice. There's. She pulled out a little beanbag holder. There is what it looked like, and
of course,
a corset.
A corset, of course.
Yes. Can't go wrong with a corset.
Fishnets.
My fiance is starting to check off a list here.
And a collar
of things you're going to wear.
Yeah, probably.
I wear cat too sometimes. I might have somebody that's really not into the leather. You know, mm-hmm. I might just wear lace for them. You might. One day I had. 9:30 Tuesday morning.
Jeez.
Oh, my.
Holy crap.
9:30 Tuesday morning, someone calls me. He's like, can I come see you? I'm like, I just woke up. Dude, I'd just seen him 2 days before. So I just woke up. And he's like, can I come over? I'm like, okay, well, hold on. He says, I said, let me clean up. Let me, you know, wake up. Shit, I haven't had a cigarette. So he says, well, don't go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I called him back in like 15 minutes. He comes over. I'm in my little white T-shirt, little boy short panties that I slept in. Go to the door, answer the door. He wants me to pee on him.
Oh, boy.
Well, alrighty then.
He wants me to do a golden shower. So I take my little panties off. I put the chair right there, and I go to sit down, and he came like that.
Just like
that. Two minutes later, he's gone. His appointment's done.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, when
sounds
when guys,
like Murphy.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, hey.
2 minutes, guys, he's done.
Guys, I mean, guys generally probably do come, you know, all the time. Do you make them clean it up themselves, or do you have a hanky for it? Or?
She looks.
Oh shit!
There.
She has a look.
Oh my!
There's a
story.
There's
here.
A story.
Come on,
there.
Up to the mic.
Yes, I want to hear.
Does. She does every time. Either
answer that
in a spoon, in a shot glass. Or she'll hold your legs up above your head and bend you forward.
In other words, you snowball.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And it's yummy, huh?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
No, thank you. As a matter of fact, we were just talking about this last week.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Up the nose, off the chin.
Off the chin. On an accident. You know, on
never intentionally. Anywho.
Oh, boy. So
theirs is intentional.
Theirs is intentional. Yeah. Wow.
Theirs is not allowed. Theirs is your intention.
Yeah, and they're not allowed to come anymore after they become mine anymore without...
Your permission.
Permission or eating it. I mean, if I tell them they can, they're going to eat it.
Wow. All right. Well, any more questions from here? Okay, Murphy's done.
Murphy
is baked. He's done. He's
wow. Well, do you have anything else you want to show us?
Anything else?
A grand finale.
Uh-oh.
Impress us, please.
I don't know, dude. I think you've had too much.
I'm psychotic. You know me.
He never gets too much of
that's
this.
Very true. Never.
Unless it's him taking a snowball. Now we know what to get him for
Christmas.
Hostess snowballs.
Look, I'm the guy that'll jerk off watching porn when I'm done. I'll continue watching the porn just to see the end of it.
Wow. Nothing?
If you think
oh my gosh!
Bold.
All right,
break it out.
We'll be game
sure.
with it.
Yep,
sure.
Okay.
As long as you're not fucking one of us.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
I just like to point out that I stuck up for you two on that one rather than throwing you under the bus.
Thank you.
Yes.
I need to put it
on. Okay.
I'm gonna go in the bathroom.
All right, go right ahead. Yeah, yeah, go right ahead. So she's gonna run off to the bathroom. Right. She's gonna put on a cock. Gotta love that.
Yeah.
So
where do you put yours on, Murph?
The wife doesn't let me.
Oh, okay. I gotta ask these things.
I keep it by the bed.
I thought she. Well,
so wow, that was that. So okay, now that she's not here, you guys.
Dirt.
So
there's no speakers in there.
There's no speakers in there. You guys can talk shit all you want. So this
I don't
is,
think they're allowed to.
How often do you guys? Well, I guess you've only seen her a couple times. How often? How often would you want to see her?
Well,
I guess?
Let me ask you this. Actually, I got a better question.
Okay, ask away.
I like that question.
What made you say, okay, this is what we're doing. We're going forward with this.
Well, first of all, we're a little bit more unique than most because we're married.
Right, okay.
We're a married couple, and we've been doing this together for years.
Okay.
Where Marty was actually domming me.
All right.
And we finally came to the conclusion that we wanted to go the other way, and Marty wanted to see what it was like to be on the sub side.
Okay.
And that's where we started, and we started going to different groups and things like that, alt and all those, and that's how we met Mistress.
Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting. Cool. Okay.
Marty, I guess, is it a big change for you going from being a dom to a sub? Is that a huge change?
Yes, it's very.
And which do you prefer?
I like them both, actually.
You like them both? Mm-hmm. So, here's a question then. Would it be against the rules for, say, you guys, you can't get a hold of Mistress or something, and for you to dominate him, would that be against the rules, or is that something that you guys
No,
are...
we're married, so we're allowed.
Okay. That's something you guys can do together.
Yeah. And it's on.
Cool. Wow.
Oh, my.
I feel inadequate.
You feel that way normally.
I think King Kong feels inadequate.
That thing goes down to your knees.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. We got a camera girl today.
Oh, my.
Holy cow.
This
Spank
is
Wagon
a
Radio.
First time in the Spank
where
Wagon
we,
Studios.
We ultimately explore alternative lifestyles.
So.
And he's.
He is.
He's
he is,
going.
He
oh,
is
my
sucking
God.
The giant
blind.
You might want to go the other way.
The other way.
The other way.
Yes, so the camera gets it. There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just hit X.
that would be a gentleman.
At least two.
Sucking a now, plastic dick there.
You take them, suck the cock, and when they're like, when you want them to be really slutty, you just take them and just shove it all the way down and make them deep throat, you know?
Whoa. And Murphy's phone rings.
Yes.
Your wife is like,
it's my cousin
you?
As usual.
Now, I believe it was Sigmund Freud, but it's probably not.
Oh,
he said that usually with human beings in society, there's a general accepted amount of sexual experimentation, but that what a person talks about, what they will actually do, is maybe three or four times.
Dude, you're
more.
Getting all brainy for someone who's got a guy sucking a plastic dick in his studio.
I got to make up for the both of you.
Yeah, well. Yeah, you're right, though. There is what people will say they'll do and what they'll actually do.
Yeah, they'll actually do like three or four times freakier than what they'll actually say to their friends, their coworkers, even their loved ones.
Right. But you know what? Everybody needs that outlet. Everybody needs that release. Otherwise, we get people who go nuts with guns.
Yeah.
That's pure and simple. We get postal workers. We get people who, you know, beat their kids, beat their wives.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is more like what I download.
Yeah. Now, is this a contest? Do you guys want to see who sucks the cock better?
Actually, I think she would win.
Oh.
I think it's kind of natural.
Yes.
She has to be my cleanup person.
Nice. Now you said that you two are married. When you met, were you already engaged in this lifestyle, or did this come about when as you were forming a relationship?
Wow, she has gone to town on that thing.
Involved in it. I was a little bit in the closet, kind of doing stuff without her knowing. And then it actually came all to a head in Hollywood, California, of all places.
Oh my, Hollywood of all places.
Well, if there's one town.
I mean, was this a release for the relationship? I mean,
or was it
just it was something to spice it up more and make it more enjoyable.
Okay.
It started out very slowly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh well, my.
Wow. They're done? That's sheer talent there. I got to say that. Holy Christ.
All right. So I think
Murphy is a connoisseur of sucking the cock.
Yes. Now, you know what? We need to talk about the electrode.
Oh, geez.
She comes back out.
When she comes back in. Yeah,
we're
going to
talk about the electrode,
and
then we got to cut out to break. By the way, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
Wow, and don't forget to download the podcast this one.
Do you think Decaf will actually come back in the studio after this?
I hope he does, man. I really hope we get him back. Yeah, our other host who's not here is a big black guy, and he's very closed off on things, so it would have been really funny to see him
just
here for
totally
this.
Watch him go fucking
squirm
through the roof.
Oh, he would have lost it.
I'm a fucking farm boy from Iowa going, oh, this is interesting, you know?
We've got a farm boy, a misogynist, a guy who was supposed to be a priest.
Oh,
great.
And I slept with him at Disneyland.
Yeah, he
non-sexually.
Did. Yes.
Yeah, you say that now. They were spooning.
And Murphy fucked his wife way in the bed next to us.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know, gotta do what I gotta
Disneyland.
Do.
Yeah, it was
right.
Disneyland.
Hey, everybody's gotta ride space.
Now we have one question, and this is only to get Murphy to go
Jesus.
Totally through the roof.
Ugh.
Have you ever used those electric implements where you can actually shove it like up your ass
down the tip of the cock.
Down the tip of the cock and turn it on and it gives a little jolt. Anybody's used that in the studio?
Oh, you guys have.
They have.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so every time he sees the thing, he completely wigs out.
God, I lose
What's
it.
The sensation?
Awesome.
Awesome?
It makes your muscles contract.
Okay.
You would love it, Murphy.
Oh, man.
See, Murphy would love it.
Yes, you would.
Someone once said the word catheter and I almost pissed myself. I don't know if I could deal with...
We haven't used the catheter one yet.
Well, which ones have you used then?
The butt plug, plug, and the rings that go on the cock.
Ow, ow, and still ow.
Rings on the cock.
You can adjust the intensity. You don't have to have it.
Just the fact that you're getting shocked at all just makes me...
I would even put a 9-volt on my tongue.
It's not a shock.
Oh, it isn't.
Well, okay, so what is it then? Is it just like a muscle? Is it just like the muscles tighten?
You know what a TENS unit is?
Yeah, Dr. Tam?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very similar to the same pulsing movement.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's like sucking on a 9-volt battery.
Yeah, you won't even do that, dude.
Yeah, but Murphy can't even do that, he just said. Yeah. All right. So, everybody, thank you very much for coming in the studio.
Yes,
showing
off. Appreciate it.
We appreciate this. Why don't you go ahead and pimp out your website one more time?
www.ladyicequeen.com.
Ladyicequeen.com.
And mistressicequeen.com.
And tonight we will make sure that you are added on MySpace as a friend of the MySpace of the Spankwagon MySpace.
Yeah.
That way people can contact you through there.
Because Lord knows we have enough sadists in our listening audience.
Oh, yeah.
And for anybody who's here in Vegas, you said you were going to go to Sanctuary later?
Yeah, we're going to Sanctuary.
For anybody who would like to meet
Lady... And we're going to Zingers.
And they're going to Zingers. For anybody who would like to meet Lady Ice Queen, you can go to Sanctuary. It's in the Crave Lounge at the Aladdin Casino. Doors open at 11 p.m.
Yeah, just look for the lady with a giant plastic cock. Holy Christ. That thing. Right. How many inches was that thing?
That is...
All of them?
Now I feel really inadequate if
but
9 inches looks big to me.
But I have one that's leg size.
Jesus. Well, we got Big Red behind us for emergencies.
Yeah, we do have that.
I don't even know why we have it here.
Somebody wants it.
Somebody wants it. So
I think it's Murphy.
I was going to say, is it Queen Hash?
Hey!
Oh, there he is!
Yeah, there's our own personal sadist right there. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and cut
go to
a break.
Break.
All right, thank you very much for coming in.
Yes.
We'll go
you
to
want
some
me to do
music
there?
I got some tunage.
All right, cool, go for it.
Cool. Spankwagon.net. We'll be back. forgot my mic of all things to forget.
Use that as the.
Yeah. Now you got her. You got her number out there. Right, fiance? You got her number for later?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm on top of it.
And you're going to take some notes?
Literally.
Literally.
That was the biggest plastic dick. That thing was like the size of, it was the width of my fist. And that, I got to say, guys, that fucking sub chick in here with her, that girl could suck a dick.
Well, apparently so could he.
Yeah. I really wasn't trying to get the view
for that
one. You
didn't want to watch that one.
I was like, okay, this is a guy sucking a plastic dick.
I figured you'd be all into that because it's just that one step beyond.
Oh, no, but that's the thing for me. It's really not that one step beyond. Come on, I download trendy porn to laugh at it.
Fair enough.
He does.
Oh, all right. I laugh at porn too.
Well,
no,
speaking
but you're not laughing at the porn because it's funny. You're laughing at the porn because you're picturing him wanking off to it.
That is
now,
funny.
You found the collection. What did you do with the collection?
Oh, I didn't do anything. I just, saved it in my mind for later.
So how has the watching porn together thing progressed?
Actually, we haven't yet.
Yeah, we, it's...
You haven't?
The roommate keeps walking in.
Who gets the giggles first?
She does.
Me.
Wait. Oh, well, here, let me bring something up then.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Ruby. What is this?
Let me scar her just a little bit.
What are you going to do to her?
I'm very deeply scarred, man.
You survived Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
I can survive anything,
Where were you when the hurricane hit?
I was in Georgia.
Oh, okay. So you were safe distance.
I left the day before.
Oh, okay. You actually able to get out?
Yes.
Because it looked like every road was like just jammed of cars and no one was moving.
I left at 9 a.m.
What time did you get there?
Five.
About five six, or six, yeah.
Wow.
Now here's the thing. I mean, this is before Katrina hit a Category 5. It was a Category 3. I call her up. Honey, have you evacuated yet? Oh, no, it's a Category 3. Me and the gang are going to go drink and have a party.
Damn.
She's got bigger balls than I do.
You've got more balls, bigger balls than I do. I'd be like, ah! Oh, well. I chased tornadoes for fun back in the Midwest.
I would so love to go and do that one day.
Chase tornadoes?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
It's really cool. All right, so.
All right, so hold on a sec. Let's see if I can bring the music down real quick.
Okay.
Let's see if I can. All right, come on over here now.
What the?
Now, this does look like your standard porn. He is fucking her in the ass there. But
oh, no, this is the one.
Wait for it.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
We're sorry.
Yes. We're sorry.
So far, pretty normal, right? Wait for it. There it goes. There's the donkey punching. Right there.
What is up with that?
Dude, I find it to be... Oh, shit. Does he have this one? Here, let's find the...
No, let's just... All right.
Where's the other
Here's what we need to do. I'm kind of ashamed of everybody. We are offering free tickets... To the Charles Band Road Show.
Well, we told them not to call till we told them.
Oh.
Yes.
Now we're telling you. Them.
Call in 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
We only request that if you do call in to win, make sure you are going to be here when it's going on.
Because basically you will be hanging out with Spankwagon. Yes, that is not quite as much of a prize, but you'll be hanging out with Spankwagon. Yeah, it is. During the road show. So, give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. Get yourself some tickets.
And that is going to be, Sunday, September 17th here in Vegas. The show, I do believe, is at 7:30. And if you do want to buy tickets, tickets are only $12 a pop. So it's not like you're going to break the bank. But you will want to bring extra money with you for the
For all the goodies, t-shirts and souvenirs. And
now, while we're waiting for people to call, you know what? What movie is this little turtle looking guy?
I don't know.
From?
I was sitting there looking at it going, where the fuck is that turtle from?
I have no idea. So.
I think that was the animatronic that they used in Spaceballs.
Might have been through Prehysteria. It might be from Prehysteria.
Yeah, Prehysteria.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
I'm telling you, the evil bong looks good. I can't wait to get my hands
that
on a copy of that.
That looks awesome.
You know, so, guys, call in to get those tickets.
Also, why don't we go ahead and start up the Spank Wagon Roundtable.
Oh, you want to bring on the news music?
Let's bring on the news music.
Where is it? Yeah. This isn't news music.
This is like Lifetime Network.
It's the wrong one.
Okay, we'll give you another chance. One more chance, Mr. Miss Q.
Hold on.
Fuck. I'm falling asleep.
All right,
you're
here
going
it is.
Into jungle mode.
It's the news music.
All right, here's how this works. We're going to pick a topic, and we're going to discuss it in an orderly, civilized fashion, which means Murphy's mic gets shut off.
So, Chief, why don't you tell us what our first topic is?
Okay, I would I think our first topic should be Pluto's been stripped and beaten.
Yes, for those of you who are in the know, local astronomers around the world, have decided that, yes.
It's a small world after.
I'm making a long-distance phone call across the street.
Yes. Hey, you can do that in L.A., New York, Chicago. It happens.
Yes, here, I actually need to pull up. Oh, here it is.
Pluto, okay, Pluto's basically, doing, yeah, Pluto. A bunch of fucking scientists in Prague all decided, and it's just too damn small.
Yeah.
You're not a planet anymore!
Yeah, that's it. Pretty much. They created a whole new category called dwarf planets.
Dwarf planets. What, yes. If it's a planet, if the planet's in the name, why take it out?
What are we going to do without Pluto?
Well, go ahead.
But what about UB, whatever, UB?
Xena?
Yeah, yes. Xena.
The lesbian planet?
So, and one thing I like, too, is that the two, Pluto and the other planet, are now being referred to as the Plutons.
No. No,
they're not.
That sounds
Plutons.
Like a bad 60s
but they,
band.
But they have a very platonic relationship.
Oh.
Whoa. Well, no, McCarran has diverted the flight path over the studio.
In other words, you just tanked.
Yes.
Okay,
actually, that was a shuttle landing, apparently.
Well,
I don't name them. I just play them.
We wish you wouldn't do that either sometimes.
And then, wow.
Now that's sci-fi.
Wow. And here's an article from China.
They let that one out of the country?
Yes, they did.
By the way, how did you get away with being on the Great Wall of China wearing a shirt with a big star?
I'd rather not have to.
Did you have to color it in? Because I bet it was red at one point.
Well, it was actually above where everybody could see.
Oh.
You are so racist, dude.
Damn. Okay.
I may hate women, but you hate everybody.
So here we have Nanjing, August 25th. Liu Jing, mother of a four-year-old, feels awkward explaining to her son that he has to revise the knowledge he has just acquired about the solar system. The boy learned from his mother that our solar system had 9 planets, but this statement is now obsolete.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, is they've just negated, you know, all kinds of science books all across.
Devices.
Yeah, I mean, oh God, yeah, totally. Yeah. Everything is gone that associates with Pluto in our education. Does this mean we get a credit on No Child Left Behind?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I have to ask this thing.
It would have to work first.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, so actually, along with Pluto, there's a couple other, I guess, asteroids or something that are actually labeled now as dwarf planets.
But doesn't that also mean that our own moon is a dwarf planet now?
Well, actually, I mean,
But the difference is, I think, is these little asteroids and dwarf planets. And
you said asteroid.
Asteroid. I think the whole thing is they go around the sun still, whereas the moon doesn't, yeah. You know?
Revolves like around us.
There's moons around Uranus. I mean...
Whoa. Okay, moving on. Next topic.
Anybody,
Murphy.
Hey, anytime anybody wants to call in to the roundtable, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
I actually have one that's not on your list I can't wait to talk about.
Okay. Well,
diplomat accused of taking bribes for visas, U.S. chief allegedly accepted lavish dinners and Las Vegas trips in exchange.
Ooh.
A veteran U.S. diplomat will spend the weekend in jail on charges he traded work visas for lavish dinners, New York City hotel rooms, jewelry, and at least one trip to Vegas with exotic dancers.
Nice.
Michael John O'Keefe.
We need to hook him up with our guest.
Michael John O'Keefe, the deputy non-immigrant visa chief at the U.S. consulate in Toronto, was indicted on bribery and conspiracy charges Friday. International jewelry executive Sunil Agarwal, the native of India, was also charged but has not been arrested. Wow. So, and didn't all the terrorist hijackers, didn't they all come in from Canada?
No.
They tried.
No. Some did, some did not.
Okay, but the fact that Canada is a notoriously easy country to get into anyway, but if this guy's just giving away visas for the hell of it.
It's kind of like your ex-girlfriend. Notoriously easy to get. Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this guy personally handled STS applications, going so far as to approve some that had been rejected, even when a subordinate noted terrorists used jewelry to raise money. That's part of where the India connection comes in.
Nice.
The indictment
says... Do you realize you just closed... with that statement, they just closed, and you just closed a piercing pagoda.
Wow.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, boy. Okay, next news
topic. I got one.
All right.
Not on your list.
Oh, come on. These are good.
Those are good. Well, just the headlines are good. The stories are okay.
The headlines are great. All right, so check this out. Wonderful, wonderful mayor of New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Ray Nagin.
Oh.
Otherwise known as Can't Keep His Mouth Shut Nagin.
Yeah.
Hello, Chocolate City.
Yes, the mayor of Chocolateville.
Says the vanilla girl.
Yeah, yes. Really. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin criticized efforts to redevelop the World Trade Center site when confronted in a television interview about delays in rebuilding his city after Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, no.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
When they were kind of bitching about the fact that, you know, it's been a year and there's still flood-damaged cars on the streets in New Orleans, he said, "You guys in New York can't get a hole in the ground fixed, and it's 5 years later, so let's be fair."
Wow. Open mouth, open foot, open mouth, insert foot, chew vigorously. Wow.
Oh, my God. Let me read. A little more with drama. "Shit, you guys in New York can't get a hole in the ground fixed, and it's 5 years later. Be fair,
you suck at that. Give that to me.
Your turn.
Where's that at? Where's that?
It's in the middle. It's in the middle there.
Shit, you niggas can't get a hole fixed. How are you going to come up in my crib and tell me how to do my shit? Get real."
Okay, can you do a better one?
I speak jive.
I don't think I can. I just don't think I can do it. It's coming from the people who actually re-elected him. They had an election last year.
Yeah, they did. They wanted
him.
She
is so white, she's glowing.
I know. But no, you know what? Who is he going up against? Because it was someone that was actually had a chance to do something right.
Pretty much.
And not open his mouth.
But it was a white guy.
Goddamn whiteies.
Yeah, really.
Hey, I got another one that's not on your list, but it's one you're going to appreciate. Study says redheads have more sex.
Really?
Blondes may have more fun, but redheads have more sex, according to new research in Germany.
Sore.
A study by the Hamburg sex researcher.
The Hamburglar.
Yes, Hamburglar.
Dr.
Werner Habermehl looked at the sex lives of hundreds of German women and compared them with their hair color.
Sex life for them is sitting on a stiff chair.
Yeah.
I am
my
German.
Name is Gunther and I'm a redhead. He said the sex lives of women with red hair were clearly more active than those of any other hair color.
What color is your hair,
with
Chief?
More partners and having sex more often than the average.
Wow.
He added that women who dyed their hair red from another color were signaling they were looking for a partner. Even women in a fixed relationship are letting their partners know that they are unhappy they dye their hair red.
Oh, shit.
Ah!
Oh!
As I
recall.
And let me say this right now. I know for a fact in the past your wife has made complaints about being undersexed.
Yes, she has. Oh. She is horribly undersexed. Man.
What?
Shut up.
Red stands for passion, and when a man sees a redhead, he will think he is dealing with a woman who won't mess around and gets straight to the point when it comes to sex. I'm just thinking, this chick pukes out, I'm getting my cock sucked.
You know, someone with... Never mind.
Wait, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, someone was just in the studio.
Yeah, mine's not a big plastic one.
Are you sure?
You may want to try it. Maybe better off.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Anything else?
Yeah, I got a couple of other things. Chief, I know you've got stuff on the list, but this is stuff that's relatively new. Jeremy Rayner, one of the actors from SWAT, Dahmer, and Lords of Dogtown, has joined the cast and is the lead in the new sequel 28 weeks later. Let's see. Story picks up 6 months after the end of the initial pick, which is, 28 days later.
Right.
Picks up at the... in which the virus spreads, leaving a few survivors. Special Forces is working to restore order and is helping to repopulate London when a carrier of the virus unknowingly ignites a reinfection.
Interesting.
So it should be a good one. The only downside, I say, is the original director and... I can't remember his name now. British director. The original director and the original screenwriter are not directing or screenwriting. They are on as executive producers, though.
Well, they're still...
That means they sit on their ass and shove money into the...
You know what, though? But this still says where that money can go and where they want that money spent. Yeah, so that's a good sign right there.
And they
are
building off of their vision, which I guess is a good thing.
So,
yeah.
All right.
Wow. Do one more.
We got 1 minute left.
Tiger puts an iron shot on the roof of the clubhouse today.
What?
Tiger Woods' second shot on the par 4 ninth at the Firestone Country Club on Friday went far right, hit pavement, and bounced onto the roof of the clubhouse.
Nice.
Way to go, man.
Yeah, his words were, "I hit a 9-iron a little too far." Judges ruled that
Translation? Damn!
Nigga, I can't hit that shit from here. Actually, I guess he probably wouldn't say that.
Because he just did.
Nigga, I can't hit that shit from here.
He's not Asian. He's black.
Ask him. He'll say he's Asian.
Really?
Hey.
Yeah. Man, he's looking white these days.
Dude's in denial.
Guy walks into a Chinese bar and says, the guy says, what you want? He says, give me a stoli with a twist. Bartender says, okay, this time there are four little pigs.
And on that note.
Oh. Come on down. And you thought the Chicano Fail,
ladies and
was
gentlemen,
down.
You, yeah, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I've been Murphy.
I'm Chief,
and you're Chief's fiance.
Whee!
That's the only time you'll ever hear that.
Hey, look, we could call her the redheaded assassin, but that one's already been
that
used.
That one's already taken.
Yeah.
And that, and she's nice.
Yes.
So
she
far.
Has red
so
hair,
far.
Which means I'll be getting something.
If she breaks out with a giant plastic cock, I'm going to run for my life.
But he'll run to it.
Ah!
All right. Hey, first off, we got a lot of people to thank for letting us put this show on the air. Big thank you to, of course, LV Rocks and LVRocks.com for putting us out on the line and giving us some internet to play with.
Yay!
Big thank you to our syndicates, Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, and Lips 106. Of course, you can check out our syndicates by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on all the links, and learning more there.
Don't forget to check out fullmoondirect.com for tickets to the Horror Road Show in your town.
And, of course, we want to say a big thank you to Charles Band for being on the show. Also, a big thank you to
Mistress Diana. You can go to ladyicequeen.com, and you can sign up there to suck a plastic dick or have your ass beat.
We want to thank people in the chat room. We want to say big thank you to Chris, 1019, and the Juke, Turtman.
Also, big props to Veeds and the guys from Lips, even though it looks like they're having some sort of system failure.
Don't worry. We understand when shit breaks. All right. This has been Spankwagon Radio. Don't forget to check us out online, spankwagon.net. Don't forget to download the podcasts or the archive, because the archive back to 2002 is back up on air.
Woohoo! And since we need friends, don't forget to go to MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/spankwagon.
Hey, this has been Spankwagon Radio. We'll see you next
later.
Week.
Bye.
Oh.